We're learning Masech, the Steinus, not the days of the days. The Gemara says, Amar Avkanu, Rav Yochid, Shekibu of Tainus. If a Yochid is Mekabal on himself a Tainus, Asib and Ilus a sandal, he's not allowed to wear shoes. Chashin and Shem a Tainus, Tzibu Kibu Olav. He didn't say clearly which Tainus. So Memela, we have to be Mesupik. There's two types of Taniyas. There's a Tainus Yochid, which is only Asir and Achilu Shtiyah. There's a Tainus Tzibu, which is also Asib and Ilus a sandal. So we have to be chayshish that he's mekabel a tainus like Tisha B'Av, like the Gimel Emtzayis and the Zayin Achreinus when Nilus Asandal is asur. So Hechi Levin, how should he be mekabel tainus if he wants to just be mekabel tainus achilu? Hamer Abraham Shil Lemachi Lemacher Eilef Necha B'Tainus Yachid. You have to say clearly he be mekabel a tainus yachid. Now, if he's not, he didn't say clearly he's mekabel tainus yachid. And when Chayshis is Mekabal Tainus Sibud, is a Machlekes Rishayin in the Balamar, which is on the Gemara early on the Afid Aleph in the days, in the middle of the Shtikl, he mentions that if he just says he's Mekabal Tainus, or he says he's Mekabal Tainus Sibur, so he'll have all the kingdom of Tainus Sibur. He'll have a 24-hour fast, he's not allowed to eat at night, and he'll have all five Inuim. That's what the Balamar says. But other Rishayinim argue, the Melchamis over there, and the Ridva, on the after days of an Aleph Damascus Taner Abanan, he says, no, nobody's asering themselves at night. We don't assume b'chlal anyone wants to aser at night. The only question is, does he mean achilu shtiyah, or does he mean all five inuyim? But at night he's a chamutin. Says, otherwise, the Gemara says, asav inilas a sandal. The Gemara doesn't say he's asav by night. And then inilas a sandal, I guess they're learning, means all five inuyim. But he's not asav by night. So that's interesting that you can be mechalik. The Netziv, in Merei Mesoda, he brings him at the Sefta that he is linking mechalik between the night and the five inuyim, and he wants to say, even a bigger chiddush, that he's only asking Nilus a sandal. Somehow Nilus a sandal could get into the tainus even if nothing else could get in. He's marich about that he said in Hemek Shela, Shilta Kufnu Chesai South, the Netziv in Hemek Shela, he brings it here more bekitzer here in Merei Mesoda. It makes sense in next Gemara. The whole next Gemara is talking about Nilus as sandals, specifically. Rav Sheshus was bothered that they came to the Beit Tanisa wearing shoes, and Rav and Abaye wore slippers, and the other one was Machlif, the right shoe to the left shoe to the right shoe. What about the other Inuyim? Basically, it's Nilus as sandal, that you can ask, even if you're not asking anything else. That's what the Netziv holds. But the Rishayim don't say that. According to the Baal Amar, it means all everything, the 24-hour fast and the five Inuyim. And according to the Melchamis and the Ridva, it's not the 24-hour fast, you can eat at night, but it means the five inuit. Halacha l'maisa, we don't have this, because the Riv and the Rambam are mashmud this Gemara completely. And the Rosh had already brought on Simon Tess, where the Gemara says, Ein tainus tzibu b'bavol, alatishu b'bavol van, that he brings the Rav Yah said, because Ein tainus tzibu b'bavol, alatishu b'bavol van, so a yachad that's mekabel tainus, it can't be as mekabel tainus tzibu, Ein tainus tzibu b'bavol. So in Chutz Laaretz, there's no such thing as a tainus tzibur except for Tisha B'Av, so Mela, a yachid would not have to say a hate b'tainus yachid. And the Rosh says that seemingly the Rif holds that way, and that's why the Rif and the Rambam leaves out this Gemara. They don't say anything about being specifying that you need a tainus yachid, because we don't have a tainus tzibur anymore. At least not in B'Av. And that's the Psakadus Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tufkaf Samaches Evav, but the Beis Yosef had brought the Mardchai that you should say a hate l'macha b'tainus yachid. And the Beis Yosef says he means l'chatchila, you should say it. And the Shulchan Aruch does do that. L'chatchila, when the yachid is mekabel tainus, he should say, hareini b'tainus yachid l'machar. Fine, but if he didn't, then anyway he's not a tainus. But the Mishnah Berurah was clearing about Eretz Yisrael. We had our richas in the earlier year that Eretz Yisrael, there were kama achreinim at saying Eretz Yisrael, we do the regular Seder Taniyas like they did then. So the Mishnah Berurah was clearing. So maybe in Eretz Yisrael you'd be mechuyev to say Hareini b'tainus yachid. Right? The mechaber is not mashtavay because the mechaber was seisim all the dinim. The mechaber was in Eretz Yisrael and he still says that you don't have to say Hareini b'tainus yachid. So Mishnah Berurah says that since l'maisa no one does a tainus tzibur today for whatever reason, so obviously his das is on a tainus yachid. But he writes very interesting that he writes v'tzorich ian. It would seem certainly from the Stima Sapeskim that you wouldn't have to say Tainus Yachid even in Eretz Yisrael. Now the next sugya, Om Rav Yudha Merav, Loiva Adam Tanisa Upeireya. Now there's two lashonos, where the Shmuel answered back that it's not really a nether, If he could do it, he should do it. If he can't do it, he doesn't have to fast. Which Kipshutai, the first Lashon Shmuel, is saying, you don't even have to be Leivu Pereya. If you can't do the fast, so just don't. That's certainly how the Rosh and the Ritva and the Ran learned. The Achreinim, the Marakayin in the back, or B'tzalakayin in the Sfas Emes, and others, are Medayi from Rashi, that in Lishna Kama, all Shmuel means is that you could be Leivu Pereya, because Yilai Matzal Tzuri Nafshi, but you have to be Leivu Pereya. But that's a Shaila which Shmuel holds. Pasha Shmuel in the first Lashon holds that if you can't do the fast, just don't do it, you don't have to be Pereya. In the second Lashon holds you have to be Leivu Pereya. And rather both Lashon is sold, you have to be Leivu Pereya. Now the Lashonim say, Taisus already says, that it's only if it's Leimatzi Mitzari Nafshe. L'chari's Dik is like this. If Shmuel is saying that you don't have to fast at all if it's Leimatzi Mitzari Nafshe, if Rav meant you can be Leivu Pereya in Ulinyanim, even if you're Matzi Mitzari Nafshe, so what's Shmuel addressing Rav? Rav says you can be Leivu Pereya. Shmuel says, well, if you can't fast, if it's too hard for you, so just don't fast. Okay, if it's too hard for you, just don't fast. And if it's not too hard for you, then Rav is saying Leivu Pereya. Elamai, Rav is also only saying Leivu Pereya when it's too hard for you. Rabbi Nechanan also says like Taisus, he says, how the Leivu Pereya rakim ikat Sara or Einis? But he adds Einis. Sara means the fast is going too hard for him. And Einis, what does Einis mean? The Beis Yosef explains that, let's say, because of a covet of Adam Gadol, or covet of Brias. Like, that's the Gemara that came up, that Rishua Breda Ravidi came to Rav Ashi, and he made him eglatos, and he said, come eat. And he said, I'm Yosef Betainis. He said, V'leis of my V'lifres. So what do you mean? He had no problem with the Tainis. It was Matzal Tzara Nafshe. So how was he allowed to be Leivu Pereya? The Tairis is because they covered Adam Gadol. That's like an Einis. The Rambam reads this ice. The Rambam Menuchas Adorim Perek Dal Lachat Dezayin. He says, "Anay do lots of hutzich l'dvar mitzvah. I'm they covered Adam Gadol. Haveis aichel pereya yaymacher." The guy says, "Shuyos the Sezer. Leivu pereya leibu vanchet tanis kasha alav. Namely, if the tanis is too hard, elishin is damely sudish shel mitzvah. Kagai bris milay siyim mesachta. Let's say, boom, he's invited to sudish mitzvah as a bris, as a siyim. I feel simchas mereyus, even a regular party, but mishem darkei shalim, he can't refuse the invitation, so he can be leivu pereya." Now the Rif only brings down the Lashon Sheni of the Gemara. He leaves out the Lashon Rishon, which Shmuel says that if he's mitzvah, he doesn't have to fast. He only brings the Lashon Sheni. So the Beis Yosef was clearing that maybe the Rif holds he can be Leivu Pereya l'b'chol inyan, because otherwise he would have referenced the Lashon Rishon to teach you that you need to, has to be b'makom tzar. But he says the Rosh L'chari doesn't hold that way, because the Rosh says the reason why the Rif only brought the Lishna Basra is because the only nafkamina the Lishna Kam and Lishna Basra is in Shmuel. In Rav, there's no nafkamina, and we pass him like Rav, so he didn't bother bringing the Lishna Kama. So you see that the Rosh holds there's no halachic nafkamina between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basha, according to the Rif, and the Rosh says that Lamais is only b'makam tzai. So the Rosh L'chayil learned the Rif is only b'makam tzai. So that's Bashtis, that it's only if it's difficult to do this day, either because the fast is just not going, you feel go better a different day, or something came up that you really have to eat, some Adam Gadol invited you to a Gvaldig Yisudin like the Gemara's case, or there was a Bris Mila, or a Suda, or a Sudas Mireya Sukadaima. But there's a very Sadistika Machlegis Rishainim in the Sugya, which goes like this. Is Leivu Pereya only when you never specified, or at least in the beginning of the Nedi, you didn't specify which day you're going to fast? So Mamela doesn't have to be this day, it could be a different day. But let's say, in the beginning of the Nedi, you say, I am hereby accepting on myself a tainus tomorrow. Could you still be Leivu Pereya? The Rambam holds no. The Rambam's Lashon Hilchos Adarim Perikdal Lachik Dezayin Hanay Delotzim Asara Yamin Be'ezayim Shiyirtza. If someone says, I'm count myself 10 fasts, but I'm not saying which days, whichever days I want, and he was Misana on one of them, and the Hutzuk of the Mitzvah, and they covered Adam Gadol, he had to eat, he never was Kaveh the Yom in the beginning of the Neder. Now, other Rishayim Selig the Ram as well, the Chedushi Rashi brings it in Masech the Shabbos from the Rebbe Seinu at Sefata from Taisus. We didn't have this Taisus, but the Rashi brings it. The Shita Laran over there brings it from the Tshuva Sarif, that the only time we could be Leivu Pereya is when you never specified, at least in the beginning of the Neder, a specific day of the Tainus. And the Ran and the Rosh here bring a Raya to this in the Yishalmi. What does Yishalmi say? Yishalmi is a Masech the Zadar in Periches. If someone made a neder to fast and he forgot and he ate a kezayis, his fast, he loses his fast. Rabba Amar b'shem Rabbanan the Taman, v'hu sha'ama yoyim stam, avol yoyim zeh misanu umashlam. That's only when the neder was any day. But if the neder was a specific day, then he does have to fast and complete his fast. So what's the case? A person's fasting, and by accident he ate. So if he said Yayim Stam, so he loses his fast, meaning it's no longer a fast day anymore. If he says Yayim Zeh, so then he doesn't lose the fast day. He has to continue the fast day. What's the chilek? So the Rishayim understand, by Yayim Stam, you could be Eitzah with a different day. You could be Lavu Upara. So if you were Shakach and ate today, so now you have to be Eitzah with a different day. Mashen came by Yayim Zeh, can't be Eitzah with a different day. That's it. This is the day. There is no different day to be Kiyam of Yenedet. You can't be Leivu Upara. And Memela, even though you forgot an eight, there's no such thing as fasting a different day. You have to finish the fast today. So you see from the Yishalmi is not the exact case of the Gemara. The Yishalmi is not discussing Leivu Upara. The Yishalmi is discussing Shachach V'Achal. But we're making a tzushta. The Yishalmi is chilek by Shachach V'Achal, that by Stan, your other Tenisai, and by Zeh, your Mashlam Tenisai, is because by Stam you could be Mekayim and Eder a different day. So if you were Mekayim today, so go be Mekayim in a different day. By Zeh you can't be Mekayim in a different day, so you were Mekayim and Eder, but you have to be Mekayim and Eder as much as you could. You have to fast for the remainder of the day. So Yishayim are bothered in our sugya. Why did Rav Ashi say, Rav Ashi made Rav Shua Baridya Egla Tulsa and asked him to eat, and Rav Shua Baridya says, I'm fasting. Why did Rav Ashi say you should be Leivu Upara? Maybe he was fasting a specific day. He answered Tainis Chaloyim. He could have just answered specific day. So the Rishonim say that Rav Ashi was being polite. He really wanted to show him how much he wanted him to eat. So he said, do you have an Eitzah of being Leivu Upara? And a Chanan, he could have said it's a specific day, and then it wouldn't work. And he answered it was a Tainis Chaloyim, Ha'emes Nakat. But really, it's not a steer to saying that when you it's on a specific day, you can't be Leizif Upara. Now, the Rosh asked the following kasha. If we're talking about Yayim Stam, and Rav said you could be Leivu Upara, so what did Shmuel answer in the first Lashon? Shmuel said that he was Mekabel Atainis. If he could do it, so let him do it. If he can't, he doesn't have to fast at all. So by Yayim Stam, we can understand that. Now, Shmuel says you're not bound to your Atainis. If you could do it, fine. If you can't, then you could eat. The nether is only if you could do it. But by Yayim Stam, what would that mean? If he can't do it today, so he's going to have to do it a different day. There's going to be better days. He'll have to do it a different day. So what do you mean if he can't do it, he doesn't have to do it at all? He has a Neder Stam. He's going to have to be Mekayim this Neder sometime. If it's not today, so why wouldn't he have to do it a different day? As I affect the Rosh, Gamal D'Gashaylam, here he doesn't answer the question, and here the Rosh's Maskana is that we're talking about Yayim Zeh. But the Rosh Masech the Shabbos, on the Afin Aleph and Mabeis, it's Simon Chafei in the first parak, he says, we're talking about a person that Stam has a hard time fasting. And Shmuel Atameh, Shmuel holds, Ayeshev Atan is Nikr Chayte, if it's Leimatz Letzuri Nafshe. So that's what he's saying. A guy who has a hard time fasting, he doesn't have to push it off to another day. He shouldn't fast altogether. He doesn't want to be a Chayte. Al Kopanim, this is the Shita. The Rambam, the Tshuva Sarif, the Hushayin bring it from the Baalei Tesis, that when you mekabel this day, you can't do anything about it. The neder is this day, period. When you mekabel Yayim Stam, then you could switch it for a different day. Now the Rosh over here, Bein Advarim asks a Gavalda Geshayla. He says, when you mekabel Yayim Stam, you have to, in order to make the tainus work, be mekabel specifically this day by Mincha. Let's say you mekabel 10 fasts. How do you make this the day of the fast? You have to mekabel Mincha saying that today is chosen to be the fast. I'm going to fast tomorrow to Mekayim my neder of the 10 fasts. Once you did that, didn't you make it into Yayim Zeh? What's the case of Stam B'chlal? How do B'chlal understand that? And this is what he's asking, we'll get to a second, where how the Rosh answers it. But how do we understand even the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, by Yayim Stam, if you forget an eight, you lost your tainus, and you have to fast another day. By Yayim Zeh, you have to fast this day. Masanu Umashlam. What's Yayim Stam? If you made up the fasting a certain amount of days, in order for that to work, you have to mekabel on the mincha the day before. It's, you have to turn it into Yayim Zeh. Once you turned it into Yayim Zeh, so now you have Yayim Zeh. So what's Pashup Shat? So the Mishnah Berurah, and this is what I have to say also, just quoting it from the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tavkav Samech Esef Katnin Aleph, he says the chilek is like this. If your original neder was this day, so then there's no loivu apara, this day is the only day of the kiyum of that neder. But if your original neder was stam, any day I choose, even though you makabel in the mincha the day before, so now it becomes this day, but since that wasn't the original neder, then you can replace it with a different day. And Mamison, as I state in Lashon and the Rambam says, Hanoi de Latsim Asoria Mezem Shiirtsa, then you can be Lev of the Para. Sharek Lekov HaYomim Betchilas HaNeder. You weren't Kaveyed when in the original Neder, even though eventually you were Kaveyed. But since you weren't Kaveyed in the original Neder, so then you can replace it. But what's Taka de Chilik? So I saw Tzvi Beisach Frank in the Sefer Har Tzvi, Alashas, over here. He says in Shasanta Svar like this. He says, why does Nidrei Tainis work? It's not an Issa Chefsa like we discussed. It's a Kabbalah's Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to fast. It's a Kabbalah's mitzvah. So why does it work altogether? Because it's a mitzvah. So when you made an edit to fast tomorrow, so that's a mitzvah to fast tomorrow, so it's a Kabbalah's mitzvah. So the day becomes a chelik of the neder. But when you made an edit to fast stop, so now you owe a fast. That's a Kabbalah's mitzvah. The designation of tomorrow is not a mitzvah. There's no more mitzvah of tomorrow more than any other day. So since that designation is not a mitzvah, that doesn't go into the nether. In the original nether, whatever you said in the original nether, that's part of your nidre mitzvah. But if your original nether didn't include a designation of the day, when you designated that day, you're not bound to that day, because that's not a nidre mitzvah. There's no mitzvah this day as opposed to the other day. Okay, but this is the first shita. I call it nether stam and nether zeh. But Kamar Rishonim don't hold that way. They hold, even by Neder Yom Zeh, you could be Leiva Pereya. The Ran brings it from the Ravid, and the Ran brings it from the Rajma. It's actually the Rajma in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph, and other Rishonim in Shabbos Eid. And the Ritva holds that way here, he's Marich about it. And the Rush here paskins that way. Although, like the Beis Yosef points out, the Rush of Masech the Shabbos seems to paskin the other way. And what's this Svara? If you made a Neder this day, how could you switch it for a different day? The Ritva says, like we explained, even when you made a neder for this day, there's no issa chefza. If you have a neder, meaning an issa chefza, you tackle a neder, you said, kainem food aser on me today. So you can't switch it to another day. It's chal on this day. But here is no such neder. You made it din on the gavra. There's no really nedarim on the gavra, just Kabbalah's mitzvah. The Kabbalah's mitzvah is that you're misana. So since mitzad the Kabbalah's mitzvah, even though you specified today. But since mitzvah de Kabbalah's mitzvah makes a difference today or another day, so you could be mekayim the Kabbalah's mitzvah with a different day, so you're not bound to this day. That's as far as the Rishonim say. So what do you do with the Yerushalmi? So the two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. You have the Rush and you have the Ran. The Yerushalmi says, someone made a tainus, and he forgot and he ate, he loses his tainus, has to replace it with another day, but that's only when he said stam, when he said zeh, so then, he finishes this day betainus. Zakhtar Rush, and this is the Rush Hashita, he can't mean a chilik between if originally in the neder you said stam or said zeh. Because the Rush holds there's no svara l'chalik, even if originally you said stam, but once you designated day, it became zeh. So what does Yerushalmi mean? Yerushalmi means when the neder is specific to that day, l'mashal, a yartzeit. You just stam say, hameini betainus l'machar, that's the same as stam. It's a random day. You could switch it for a different day. But if you have a neder to fast on a father's yahrzeit, so you only mekayim that if you fast on the yahrzeit. If you don't fast on the yahrzeit, that's not the neder. So when the neder is specific, there's a reason why mitzad the neder should be bedafka this day and not another day. It's a day that something occurred. It's a day that has a time of a tainus for that day specifically. So then, that's that, and they can't replace that with another day, because it's not the yahrzeit. So that's the pshat in zeh. So according to the Rush, there's no chilik between someone who forgot and ate, or someone who just wants to be leiva or pereya. In both cases, if you could be leiva and pereya, so then if you forgot and ate, so then you lost the tainus, and you have to replace it with a different day. If you can't be leiva or pereya, so then if you forgot and ate, that's it. This is the tainus. So you have to finish the tainus and be mekayim and neder as much as you can. But the chilah between stam and zeh isn't if in the tchilas ha-neder you made an unspecified day and later specified it, or you specified it betchilas and eder. Once you specified it, that's it. It's specified. It doesn't make a difference when you specified it. The difference in stam and zeh is if there's a reason why mitzad and eder, it should dafka be that day. Kiyam shemeis be'aviv. So that becomes specific to that day, and you can't be levu pareya. And also, if you forgot an eight, there's no replacement. You have to finish the tightness. That's the sheet of Sarash. But the Ran says the Teretz, that he's mechalik between shachach v'achal and levu pareya. He says like this. He says, levu pareya you could always do. Even if he says that, you could always be levu pareya. And Gemara is stam. But just because you could be levu pareya, doesn't mean you have to be levu pareya. So here's the Yerushalmi's chilek. The Yerushalmi was saying like this. If someone has a neder stam, and I'm going to fast a day or a certain amount of days, and he chooses one of the days, and he accidentally eats, so he never was mekayim the neder with this day, because he accidentally ate. So this is not a kiyum of his neder. He's going to have to then pick another day. So he might as well switch the day. This day is worthless to him. Someone made a neder, I'm going to fast 10 days. Then he chose one of the days. Accidentally ate a kezias. That's it. This day is not one, is not a kiyum of the 10 days, because he accidentally ate. So what's he going to do? He might as well just continue eating and fast a different day. But someone who never made a neder, I'm going to fast 10 days, stop. I made a neder, I'm fasting tomorrow. I'm fasting this specific day. Even if it's not a specific reason for that. Now, if he wants, he could say tomorrow, oh, by the way, I changed my mind, I'm going to replace it with another day. Even by that, that's what the Rishayim hold. But if he forgot and he eats, he doesn't have to replace it. He's only mechuyev of this day. You forgot, all right, so you either ned the b'shegig. Fine, you did it already. But now, you don't have to replace it with another day. You could just say, I still want this day to be the tainus. I didn't fast, so on. I did the best I can. I mean, I forgot. But I don't want to replace it with another day. So just finish this day. If he wants, he can replace it with another day, but he doesn't have to. So there's a chilek by shakach v'achal, by stam, he has no choice. This is not a kiyum of his neder stam. But hechrich, he's going to have to do the neder stam, and this won't be a kiyum, because he owes 10 days, and this is not one of them. Mashegen, when he said zeh, yes, he didn't keep his neder, but he doesn't owe another day. The neder was this day. Whatever he could do this day, fine. If he forgot, okay. But I don't have to replace it with another day. But if I want to replace it, even by zeh, I could replace it. The Beis Yosef brings the Gais Maimoni, which says it's clear. If he forgot, if he wants, he could say, all right, I'll just finish my tana, so I forgot. But if he wants, he could be like the Perea. And he also brings Jewish Raj, but the same thing. The Raj was asked to Yerushalmi, he says, yeah. Yerushalmi, if he forgot, he doesn't have to be Leivu Pareya. He could just finish the fast. If he wants, he could be Leivu Pareya. So by Stam, he has no choice. He has 10 days, and this is not one of them. But by Zeh, he only said this day. So if he doesn't have this day, so what? He never said another day. So if he wants, he could just do as best as he can for this day. Or he could be Leivu Pareya. But that's why it's not a steer. Now the Ramah, in Siman Tavkav Samachesef Aleph, brings Yesh Machmirim, that if someone forgets by Tanis and eats, he has to do both. He has to continue fasting this day, and he also has to fast a different day. And the Magen Avraham explains, because it's a Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim hold, we're talking about Zeh. You know, if he was neither Stam, and he ate, so then he doesn't have to continue this day, for sure he only has to fast a different day. If he's neither Zeh, and he ate, so the Shulchan Aruch says, he finishes this day, he doesn't have to do another day. And the Ramah says, Yesh Mechmirim, he does both. He has to finish this day and do another day. Zagda Magen Avraham, why? Because some Rishayim hold that Zeh, like the Rambam, that Zeh, there is no replacement. So according to those Rishayim, you can't fast another day. You have to dafka fast this day. Ah, you ate, so what? You ate, but you have to fast as much as you could. You have to fast the rest of the day. Some Rishayim hold, you could replace it. So then you can replace it with another day. So mainly you want to be machma like both shittas, so you'll have to both fast this day and replace it with another day. That's what the Magen Avraham says. But l'chayr it's shver. I understand why you have to dafka fast this day. Because according to the shittas of Rambam, you can't replace it with another day. And if you want to be machma like the shittas of Rambam, so you have to fast this day, because you didn't say stam, only by stam you can replace it with another day. By zeh, you have to fast dafka this day. So good, so now you're going to fast the rest of the day. But why do you have to replace it? Even the Rishonim that hold that by Zeh you could replace it, but they say you don't have to replace it. That's what it says in the Ran, and the Gaius Maimini, and the Tshuva Zerashba. So I think the Teretz is, and I think as I state in the Bir Agra, that the Ramah and the Yesh Machmirim is being Machmir for the Rush. The other Rishonim are going against that concept. They say, even though you could replace it, but you don't have to replace it. But the Rush holds, like the Rambam I think holds, that if you could replace it, then you have to replace it. Even if you said Zeh. If you said Zeh and you forgot an eight, see, it's not for Fallon. You can replace it and be Mekayim in Eder. So you have no right not to replace it. Because since you could replace it, so you don't have the Kiyum in Eder. Since you're Santa Machlokes Rishonim, the Ran and the Gaius Maimini and the Tshuva Zerash behold, even though I could replace it, but I'm not Mekayim to, I could say, listen, this is my Nether. I ate. Okay. So I wasn't Mekayim in Eder fully, but I'll be Mekayim as best as I can. But I don't have to replace it. I never said I'm Mekayim a non-specific day. I said I'm a chayiv today. I didn't do it. Okay, I forgot. I'm a shagging. But I don't have to fix it up by replacing it. But the Rosh says, no. You were neither today, yes. You were neither. But since there could be a kiyum of the nether of today by replacing it, and now that you were shakach and ate, so you can't be mekayim in nether fully today, so you have to replace it. And that's why he learns Yerushalmi that even by zeh, you can replace it, you lose your tainus, and the only case of the Yerushalmi is when it's specified like a yard site. Then there's no din to replace it. So then you have to fast the rest of the day. But if you could replace it, the Rosh says you have to replace it. So Mel, that's why the Ramah says Yesh Machmir. We're Machmir for the Rambam, that when you say Zeh, it's irreplaceable. So Mel, you have to fast the rest of the day, even though you ate. But you have to keep the Nender as much as you could. But we're also Machmir for the Rosh. The Rosh holds even Zeh is replaceable, and he's mukim the Yerushalmi when the Zeh is specific to a certain day like a Yahrzeit. And the Rosh holds, whenever it's replaceable, so if you ate and you forgot, so you have to replace it. And that's the Pshat in the Ramah. As I look at the state in the Gain, I saw the Be'alach also talks about it, but I'm not sure I understand fully what he's saying. This is why I think the Pasha Pshat is. Alright, just a few more Eris on the blot. What is the Gemara later describes the... We'll discuss that. The Gemara later describes the Seder of Atainus, and it says, from the morning till Chatzais, you look into the Mili Demasa, and afterwards, for the quarter of the day, you do Kriya Satayra and Aftayra, and the next quarter of the day, you daven. What does it mean, Ma'ayim Leim B'Mili Demasa? Rashi says, Jerishav HaKira, Livdik Maseim B'Iske B'nei Irim, Gezel V'Chomis B'nei Mufayis Anoysa. You look into the Mili Demasa, you do Jishav HaKira about the Maisim of the Iske B'nei Ir, if there's Gezel Chomis between them, and you Mephayis them. The Rambam says, Perek Alef Hilchus Tainus Halacha Yedzayin, B'chol Yom Tainus Shegoyz Na Abtsiv Bnei Atzoris, Bezdin, Uzukeinim Yeshu Mei Sekneses, Ubrayt Gim HaMaisi An Shair Me'achat Vil Shachas Al Chatsi Ayayim, they check the Maisim Bnei Ir, from after Shachas Al Chatsi Ayayim, Masir Na Makhshayrish Al Averis Al Mazirin, the Darshim v'chaykin abal echomets v'averis u'mefrishin aysam v'albal izroim mishpil naysi keitzit v'am elu. They figure out, they look at all the averis, they stop people from doing any averis, they stop the bullies from bullying, and the Shulchan Aruch brings the whole thing in Siman Tavka Fayim Vav Sifte Zayin. Fact among Avraham, why don't we do this today? From a guy's the Tainus and Tzaris, why don't we make this procedure? He says, that's the Ikara Tainus. The Pasuk in Yeshayah says, the Gemara in the Rishayis and Masech Destainis says, that's the main thing. Why don't we do it today? So the Nesiv Chaim, and who's the same author of the Karban Assembly, says that there in the Nesiv Chaim on the Magen Avraham, he also says it here in the Karban Assembly on the Rush, he says that this Knufi was specifically for the Shevetaniyas Achreinais. I mean, also, you know, even for the Shalshiyas, for the Tainis Tzibur. Because the Gemara puts it together with the Issa Malacha. The Gemara says, Kiru Atzari Isu Zakenim, Ma'asif Zakenim Biyayim, Afkriyas Atzari Biyayim. So it has it the same thing with the Issa Malacha. Now the Issa Malacha we don't do anymore. Ain't Tainis Sibu Babel, El Tisha Babel Vad. We don't do it the Issa Malacha or the Issa the Five Inuyim. So who within Nasif Zakenim is specifically by Tainis Sibur that has all the five Inuyim that has also an Issa Malacha. That's what it is. And that's why we don't have these Tainis Sibur today, and that's why we don't have a Nasif Zakenim today. That's what he says. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are very much not mashmed away. The Rambam says, "Bechol yom tainus shegoyz of sivnei atzaris." Mashmed clearly, even the Gemara Rishonis, the Lacha Mishnah is aimed on this And he says that the Gemara is mashma that goes together with Issa Malacha. So why does he say b'chol yom tanish goes at tzibah? It's only the case we have in Issa Malacha. As a fact, the Lacha Mishnah and the Rambam. But the Rambam is mavur that way. The Mekevis and Mishnah says it's not mukhrech. All the Gemara is saying is that the Issa Malacha is, you have a limud from the Kriya Sekenim. But when do they do that Sifah Sekenim? Is it only when there's Issa Malacha? That's not mavur. Baal Koponim, the Rambam is Shulchan Aruch mavur, not like his Teretz, that even when you don't have a full-time Nisibur, you do this Mayin and Leibimil Dumasas. So why don't we do it today? The Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, we can't do it. We don't have Kayach Limchis B'yad Eivir Aveir Ki Yaduha, he writes. It's not something that's workable today. That's what he says. Since you said, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham's Kashya and says, Ayin Shom. He says, the Magen Avraham asks, why don't we do it today? Ayin Shom. It sounds a little bit, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that if we could, we really should do it today. Maybe the Aruch HaShulchan also, he just says it's impossible. One more Nekuda. The Gemara says, Heichi Avdinan, like we said, that the first half of the day, Mayim Bil Demasa, the second half we do the Kriyas of Torah and Torah, and the second, and then the next quarter you do Tefillah. So we spoke about this in the Sex Megillah, I'll just say it over. Is it Kriyas of Torah of Tainus, the din in Mincha? The Mincha needs Kriyas of Torah? Or it's a din that the Tainus is a din Kriyas of Torah after Chatzais? The Gemara is a little mashman the second way. That you do the Kriyas Torah and Aftarah, and the next half you do Mincha. You do Tefillah, he says. But it's mashman, the tiniest Batsim has his din. Now in the Rambam, and in the Shulchan Aruch, I think this is Stira. I think it's brought in both places. The Rambam in Ilchus Tefillah says, U'b'shar tenisyan u'masana ma'ashir la'vesenu karen shachas u'b'mincha. You read b'shachas and b'mincha. And that's what's mashman the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tavkov Samach Vav, Karev Vayechal Shachris Umincha. So then, Mincha V'tainis is Mechayev V'kriya. But the Rambam, that's the Rambam Nochas Tvila, and Nochas Kriya is the Torah. The Rambam Nochas Tainis says, Umechatsi Eim Lerev, Karev V'tayr, Brachas Kolosh V'tayr, it's mashman Stam. That a din in Mincha. Shulchan Aruch also, in Simon Tavkov Vayim Vav, in Nochas Tainis, it's mashma stam. It's a din in a tainus you have a din. And I think that two nafkin minis la halacha. Whether you say it's a din in mincha, din in a tainus. One is, the mincha sitzu was asked to shayla. Let's say, you're davening mincha by a tainus. And, mincha you have to wait till a half hour after chatzais. You can't daven right after chatzais. What's a din by a tainus? Could you do the kriya satira within that half hour after chatzais? And the shmein eshe of mincha will be the half hour after chatzais. What's the halacha? So Minchas Yintzuk says you could. Mincha is a din. The Chazal didn't allow you to daven by Chatzais because they're afraid you won't make a mistake. Mincha is a din, you have to wait a half hour. But otherwise, it's in Chatzais. He says, here by Tainus, it says Chatzais. It doesn't say you have to wait a half hour. The Ram, the Shulchan Aruch, he says, nobody writes you have to wait a half hour after Chatzais. It's a din Chatzais. So Mamel, you don't have to wait a half hour. But I think that's only if you're going to say the Kriya is independent of Mincha. It's not a din that Mincha is Mechaya the Kriya. So then there's a kriya today after chatzais. So Mel, you don't have to wait till after chatzais. But if it's a din in mincha, so then l'chari you have to wait till there's man in mincha, which is half hour after chatzais. Chari gvaldega nafkemina. Another nafkemina is, there's a tshuva from Dvarya Yeshua, a rav in Tel Aviv, Rav Shua Ehrenberg. And he wrote an interesting story that the Sabra Rav was by him in the shul one time in Yizayim B'Tamas. And there were davening mincha, and Yizayim B'Tamas, and they went to Lane. And Rabbi Ehrenberg, the Rabbi Yeshua, said that when you daven Shachris, it was very late. By the time he got up to laning, it was after Chatzais. So you already mekayim the din kriyas Torah by the tainus of after Chatzais. So you shouldn't do another kriya. And the Sabra of the Chalal didn't listen to him. He said, that was Shachris, and this is Mincha. So let's say you didn't do a kriyas Torah by Shachris. That's the case. And it came after Chatzais. You still didn't do a kriyas Torah by Shachris. So good, you want a chat right in the kriya. There's no din, you have to do the kriya before chatzais, the one by shachris. So you did it after chatzais. Things got late, things got delayed. By the time you got up to kriya seter, it was after chatzais. Daven the long slichas. And now you're davening mincha. So if it's a din in mincha, then Satan Rav is right. If I have to daven by mincha. But if it's a din, that it's daven kriya after chatzais, you already did the kriya after chatzais, so you wouldn't have to do it again.